WEEI Afternoons back here, and we go to the phone lines. Chad Brown, former Colorado Buffalo, former New England Patriot, current radio analyst. He'll be doing Bill Belichick's first game at UNC on Monday night. Chad Brown, how are we doing today?
I am fantastic, fellas. How are you guys doing?
And was that the fight song? We have some question. Ted's not sure. Was that the CU fight song?
I don't know. Chad, you reckon? Was that the I don't think it was.
That's not the fight song.
That's not the fight song.
Stiz.
Way to go, Stiz. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're sorry, Chad. Yes, we had it all ready. We thought we were going to, it'd be a good feeling. Everybody be happy.
Let me give you a little rundown. Chad, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. I appreciate it, buddy. But let me give you a little Chad Brown rundown. So I came to Colorado in 1991. Chad had already established himself as a premier linebacker there. Chad was part of building a reputation at Colorado for becoming the new linebacker university. It was stacked with linebackers and highlighted by Chad. Chad had 15 years in the NFL, and was drafted in the second round, national champ there at Colorado. And the first time I ever saw Chad Brown play was in the Orange Bowl when the Notre Dame and Colorado played for the national championship in 1991. And he was making plays all over the field. I got recruited there and went and played, and I got to play alongside with him with about eight other guys that played in the NFL on that defense. So we were stacked. Chad comes to the Patriots from Seattle in 2005. And then I decided to retire. So I didn't get a chance to play with Chad in New England, but we played 2 years at Colorado, and it was great. One of the more unique football players you will ever see. Kind of played outside linebacker, played inside linebacker. It's 79 total sacks. Just a very, very unique player is Chad. But, Chad, we're excited to have you on because we want to talk UNC football. Of course, Bill Belichick is now the head coach there, and he is being in the news a lot lately for different reasons, but let's stick to football. You're doing this game Monday night against TCU. What is your overall impression so far of Bill Belichick? You played for him for a couple of years. Just your thoughts on his impact so far with the UNC program.
Well, if you're going to judge it by eyeballs and ears listening and checking what's going on with the program, it's already been a success. One of the most talked about programs and maybe the most talked about head coaching debut in modern college football history. So from that perspective, I'm sure UNC and the folks who count the money have got to be pretty happy. What happens on the field? Now that's going to be a major mystery. We just got Gio Lopez was named the starting quarterback over Max Johnson just today, which most folks expected. Lopez, a transfer in from South Alabama, has got a lot of experience on the field, a 66% passer, 18 touchdowns last year, 5 picks. So he's got some ability to run the ball and throw the ball. But, of course, Ted, as you know, Bill Belichick is one of the greatest game planners of all time. Mm-hmm. And not only that, he's also one of the greatest coaches at looking at his team does well and drawing up a scheme that fits within that. You know, I played with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, you play the Steelers, you are going to see a 3-4 defense no matter what. And they're going to have that blitz defense. They're going to get after your quarterback. That's what they do. When I did a coaching internship in Seattle with Pete Carroll, Pete Carroll's going to roll out cover 3 almost every single play. Mm-hmm. With Bill Belichick, no one really knows who this team is actually going to be. And here's the craziest part. I don't think Bill knows who this team is because he doesn't have the advantage of any preseason games to begin to vet who his team actually is.
What do you think the biggest challenge is? Because college is a little bit of a different beast. You mentioned Pete Carroll. He's a guy that, you know, struggled initially in his NFL career, goes to USC, and it just clicks, and he has the Trojans rolling, and then that leads to NFL success down the road. But what do you think the biggest challenge is for Bill Belichick, a college football coach, at this late point in his career?
Okay, I'm sure Ted can attest to this. It felt like it was at least once a week Bill would stand up in front of the team meeting room, and I'll say it in the clean way. I've been coaching in the NFL for blank 35 years, and I know. So for Bill Belichick to know all that he knows, that's awesome. That's fantastic. But now you got to cram it into the head of a 19-year-old. whose girlfriend just broke up with him, who's got a biology exam on Tuesday. So, yes, I know you know football, and I know you can out-scheme and out-X's and O's probably anybody, but your ability to get that into the head of a group of, you know, 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds, that's a far different animal. So I think he and his staff will probably figure that out as things go along. Now, fortunately for Bill and the Tar Heels, no one is predicting them to be at the top of the ACC. Everyone's seeing Clemson as the cream of the crop there. They did not receive not one single top 25 vote. There's not a single North Carolina player who is a first-team offense or defense all-ACC team. So the expectations are high because it's Bill, but everyone also recognizes the program is going to need some time to get back towards the top.
Chad, for those of us that are unfamiliar with the University of North Carolina football program over the last several years or in general, I mean, I think most of us know Drake May and that's about it. And maybe we drafted Omarion Hampton in our fantasy team. Do you think this year's Carolina team will be more about the offense, more about the defense, or is this kind of like a work in progress?
I think it's going to have to be a work in progress. I think they're going to have to score points to keep pace with the ACC. Now, the ACC is not, you know, the Big 12. It's not going to be a bunch of 65 to 62 shootouts, but they're going to have to definitely score some points. But for a guy who, you know, cut his teeth on the defensive side of the ball, I don't think Bill's going to let the defense just languish while putting all the focus on the offense. This is going to, in my mind, I think as you're figuring out who your team is, you go fairly conservative in your game planning and your schemes. You don't say, well, let's throw the ball 60 times this game. No, you try to have some balance on offense, try to run the ball, throw the ball. You want to play good defense. And most of all, you want to be the cleaner, smarter playing team. Because as I pointed out, with no players on first team All-ACC offensively or defensively, they're not going to go out and out-athlete number four Clemson. That's where Clemson's ranked right now. When Clemson comes to Chapel Hill, they're going to have to play cleaner, smarter, turnover-free, error-free football. So kind of similar to the start of the Patriots reign where they got a bunch of value free agents, didn't go out and find big splashy free agents, but that formed the core of what they were and then began to play cleaner, smarter, being the sharper team on the field. I see a similar kind of growing process for the Tar Heels program as well.
Chad, you're there in Colorado. You see what Deion Sanders has done to our old program there at Colorado. And just the fervor and the excitement. It feels like UNC had the same kind of idea in when they went and got Bill. And do you see, like, what have you seen from Deion's impact at CU? And is that kind of a smart play? I mean, they re-upped him. I think Rick just signed Deion to a new five-year extension. Is that worth it for these programs to maybe go for these types of personalities to get people back interested in their programs?
Yeah, I think it is worth it. And I think you can ask the entire city of Boulder at the, you know, $135 million at last count what the impact of Coach Prime has had on the Boulder community. If you look at enrollment, was up, or attempted enrollment was up by, you know, some super high number in Boulder. So the impact felt on campus, felt in the community, felt in the athletic program that was running at a debt, now has plenty of money. The impact has been tremendous. So if Bill can have the same impact in North Carolina that Coach Prime had up in Boulder, then folks are going to be happy. Now, of course, you got a couple of year window before we start to expect as fans consistent, steady winning and being with the opportunity to compete for a conference title, whether it's the Big 12 for our Buffaloes or for Bill and the Tar Heels, the ACC. So they've got that little bit of a window here. But I think there's no doubt about it that from a money perspective, which seems to rule most decisions in college football nowadays, the money impact is undoubtedly what North Carolina needed and wants to give them a chance to get their program back to some of those glory days they had in the past.
You know, Chad, I got people here. I'm not kidding you. I got parents asking me if I know anybody in the admissions office at Boulder to get their kids. And I'm like, Boulder? I mean, we let everybody. It was 70%. and now it's hard to get into.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to the impact of when you get a coach that not just is known by hardcore football fans, but is known nationally. It has a brand nationally. Now, of course, some of the shine has come off of Bill's brand, you know, with the girlfriend and all the controversies of this offseason and maybe even the last couple of years there with the Patriots as well. But he's still a national brand. He's still someone that everyone wants to tune into. So I'm looking forward to this game on Monday night just because the entire football world, not just college, but in the entire football world we watch this. This is a standalone game on Monday night. There's not a bunch of other action to compete with this. So everyone will get a chance to see, you know, what Bill Belichick's debut as a North Carolina Tar Heel means to that program on the football field. But again, from a North Carolina community and bottom line standpoint, dollars and cents, they could not be more stoked about these dollars coming in.
Chad Brown, former Patriots linebacker, current analyst for Compass Media Networks, will be doing UNC-TCU Monday night, as he just said, standalone game of the broadcast here on WEEI. Chad, we should probably rewind a little bit. What was your first reaction when you heard the rumblings, rumors, and then it came to fruition that Bill Belichick, the legend of the NFL at 73 years old, was going to college football, was going to UNC? How'd you react to that?
My first reaction was a bit of surprise like everyone else, but once having just literally a few minutes to kind of mull this over, I was like, well, clearly, Coach Prime up in Boulder, that was a successful move for CU, so I wouldn't be surprised that another program would, you know, take that kind of leap. But specifically to Bill, and again, here, another thing that Ted could attest to. I know I said, how much can Bill get into the head of a 18- and 19-year-old, but my time with the Patriots, I was there for 2.5 years, basically. The bottom five guys on the roster, it felt like we turned over at least 3 or 4 of those guys every week. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those guys would have a role to play on Sunday. So his ability to look at a player, see him in practice, come up in his mind with a role for that player, and then give that guy a job to do on Sunday and have that guy go out there and be successful, he was perhaps the greatest coach I've ever seen at that. So if he's able to kind of take what that was and then look at his entire very young football team and mold them in that way that he was able to mold those bottom five guys on the Patriots roster and still get production from them, I thought, wow, if he's able to take that, then he will be successful. Maybe not in year one, but as time goes along, he's far too smart of a coach to not pick up on the nuances of the college game.
And Chad, just because it feels like it's a prerequisite for anyone that the audience hasn't heard from before or recently, but was intimately involved with the day-to-day operations football-wise for Bill Belichick, do you have a favorite Belichick story, getting yelled at by Belichick, getting reamed by Bill, Bill kind of undressed it, you know, giving someone the business?
Of course. I'll go with my story. So year 15, you know, I get called maybe May, and Bill says, hey, we want to put you on a reserve roster for training camp. And I say, Bill, what does that mean? Well, if you get some injuries during training camp, we'll bring you in then, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. And then a couple of weeks later, he calls back and says, you know what, we've bumped you up from the reserve roster. We want to have you on the team for training camp. Awesome. That'd be great. What does that mean? That means we'd love to fly you in tomorrow and work you out. Bill, I'm 37 years old. I'm not quite prepared to do that. Tell you what, give me a week. Give me 1 week, and I'll go out and I'll work out for you. So I hung up with Bill. I called my trainer. I started working out. I started eating like crazy because I was probably down to 225 at the time. I show up to this facility, you know, and I tell Bill as we're walking out to the field, I've never done a tryout before. What are you going to ask me to do? What's this going to look like? So we go through all of that, and he says, great, you're on the team. You'll be on the team for training camp. So fast forward to the season, and as an older player at that point, and that team, the 07 team, perhaps in my mind being the greatest team of all time, I knew my roster spot was a bit precarious. So I was on and off the roster a couple of times as that season went along. So the first time they released me, I go up to Bill's office. Bill and Scott Pioli are there, and hey, you know, stick around in town. It may not be very long before you're back, blah, 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 blah. And it's a couple of weeks later, and I'm back. And then they release me again mid-season. And this time, I just go to Bill's office. Scott Pioli's not involved at all. And, hey, we got to release you. We need some more speed on special teams. You know, we'll bring you back, blah, 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 blah. Kind of a similar speech. And I fly home to Colorado for my brother-in-law's wedding, which is on Saturday. And then literally the Patriots are playing on Monday night TV. Roosevelt Colvin goes down with an ankle injury. I turn to my wife and I say, 5 minutes after this game is over, I bet you I get a call from the Patriots. 5 minutes after the game is over, it's Scott Pioli. Hey, Chad, I know Scott. Yeah, I'll be on the flight in the morning. Just email me the info. I'll be there. So I'm on the team late in the season. And then now it's getting near Christmas time. My family comes out for Christmas, and I am starting to work out. And Scott says, they didn't grab you? And I say, Scott, who is they?
Uh-oh.
He's like, oh, you might want to find Bill. I'm like, well, I'm going to finish my workout. I'm already in here. I'm going to finish my workout. Whoever needs to find me, they can find me. So I finish my workout. I shower. I go into the team dining hall, and I'm about to make a plate of food, and I see Bill across the dining hall, and he's putting some grapes into a Gatorade cup. He catches my eye across the room. He makes a beeline over to me, and as he's eating grapes, he mumbles this in between bites of grapes. We're going to have to release you, bite. Playoffs are coming up, and we'd like to have you around, but we need some more speed on special teams.
Speed on special teams.
I'm like, it's the same thing every time. Okay. So, but I got released in the team dining hall as Bill Belichick is eating grapes. So, again, initially there was all kind of formality to the process, sit down in the office. Third time being released that year, cut in the team training room.
That's great. That's awesome story. Hey, Chad, great stuff. Real quick, we'll get you out with this one. Your thoughts on Mike Vrabel, the head coach. You played with him for a couple of years here. Your thoughts on him being the head coach and what you think the Patriots are going to do this year?
Played with a lot of amazing players over my time, a lot of Hall of Fame players, Rod Woodsons and Damani Dawsons and John Randalls and Junior Seau. There was nobody who I played with who was better equipped to be a coach than Mike Vrabel. So I'm not surprised with the success he had in Tennessee, and I am expecting tremendous success with him with the Patriots. And one last question for you, Ted.
Yes, sir.
With our Buffaloes playing Georgia Tech,
yeah.
Have you ever in your life said one time, we split a national championship? Or did you just ever say, we were national champs?
We were national champs. Never would I say we split a national champion.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Chad Brown.
Great stuff.
Enjoy the game Monday night. We'll all be watching and listening, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, Chad.
See you, pal.
All right, see you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chad.
That was Chad Brown, former Patriots linebacker, doing the game on Monday night, UNC-TCU, with some good stories, detailed stories.
Oh, yeah.
He remembers the grapes that Bill Belichick was chewing on when he cut him.
Devil's in the details with him.
That was tremendous, tremendous storytelling. We'll talk a little bit about that next, and I believe Stiz will give us his prediction for wins for UNC this season. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.